This is letting go. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath and breathe through your diaphragm. Begin. Letting go of the past. Letting go of the future. There comes a moment in recovery when the wounded mind realizes it cannot survive forever facing backward. At first, this feels impossible. The crime replays endlessly. The conversations replay endlessly. The lost future replays endlessly. The mind searches every memory looking for answers that no longer exist. What if I had known? What if I had stopped sooner? What if justice finally comes? What if they suffer the way I suffered? The injured soul becomes trapped between the past that cannot change and the future that never arrived. This is where many traumatized scam victims remain stuck for years. Not because they are weak, because grief keeps reaching backward trying to rescue what has already disappeared. The lost money, the lost relationship, the lost identity, the lost future once imagined so vividly. The mind continues speaking to ghosts, and underneath all of it lives a terrible hope that somehow the past can still be repaired if enough anger, enough investigation, enough blame, enough vengeance, or enough obsession is maintained. But the past does not reopen. Let go of the past. Let go of the future. This is one of the hardest truths a wounded person will ever face. Justice may never come fully. Apologies may never come. Answers may never come. The criminals may continue living untouched by the destruction they created. The nervous system rebels against this reality because human beings want balance. The mind wants moral order, it wants pain to make sense, it wants suffering to lead somewhere fair. But life does not always offer fairness before healing must begin. And so the recovering person reaches a crossroads. One path says, remain here, continue reliving everything, continue feeding the wound. The other path whispers something quieter and more frightening. Let go. Not because the crime was unimportant. Not because the suffering was imaginary. Not because justice no longer matters. But because survival matters more. The wounded mind often misunderstands letting go. It believes letting go means surrender, weakness, forgetting, permission, defeat. But letting go is none of these things. Letting go means stopping the endless internal struggle against what can no longer be changed. The future that existed inside the fantasy is gone. This grief is real. The imagined marriage, the imagined home, the imagined safety, the imagined years together, the imagined identity built around the relationship, all gone. A person must mourn these things honestly before healing can truly begin. Because the nervous system does not only grieve people, it grieves futures. And perhaps this is why betrayal trauma feels so devastating. The victim did not simply lose money or trust. The victim lost an entire imagined future that once felt emotionally real. So the mind keeps trying to reopen the dead future through obsession. Researching constantly, checking messages, imagining revenge. Searching for explanations, replaying every detail. But each replay tightens the chains. The present moment disappears. And the present is the only place where healing can actually occur. Not yesterday. Not the imagined future. Now. This breath, this room, this morning light, this conversation, this ordinary moment where life still quietly continues despite devastation. The present moment feels small compared to grief, but recovery is built from small moments accepted fully, instead of escaped endlessly. Drink the coffee slowly. Feel the air entering the lungs. Listen to the rain. Walk outside. Attend the meeting. Speak honestly. Watch the sky changing color at sunset. These things sound ordinary. They are. Healing often returns through ordinary life long before the wounded person notices it happening. The traumatized mind wants dramatic closure. Life usually offers gradual return instead. And slowly something changes. The obsession weakens. The nervous system softens. The lost future stops feeling like the only future possible. A new life begins forming quietly beneath awareness. Not the life once imagined, a different one. And this is where many wounded people become frightened again. Because letting go of the fantasy means stepping into uncertainty without guarantees. But there was never certainty before, only the illusion of certainty. The recovering soul slowly learns something deeper. Peace does not come from controlling the past or guaranteeing the future. Peace comes from learning how to live fully inside the present moment without remaining chained to what can never return. The crime happened. The loss happened. The grief happened. And still the breath continues. Still the earth turns. Still morning arrives. Still life waits patiently for the wounded person to return to it. Let go of the past. Let go of the future.